Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
On this March 24th episode of the podcast, we talk about a great NFL quarterback that retired on this day and another one that was born, along with more of your football history headlines, all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from the Pigpen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
One of my early problems I had as an official was dealing with players that use foul language, and there was a lot of them happens on a football field. And just what do you do? There's that thin line. Do you flag it? Do you talk them out of it? Do you put up with it and just have closed ears to the whole matter? Well, one gentleman that I worked with had the perfect solution. As we were in the middle of a game, and there were some players that used some F-bombs right at the beginning of the game. And this gentleman that I worked with, who handled it so well, went up to the kids, and he was a larger dude, and he said, "Hey guys, don't use that word that starts with an F. Instead of it, use the word make love." And he said, "As a matter of fact, I want you to use that last statement that you just said and say it with the word make love instead of the F-bomb you used." And the kid looked at him cross-eyed, looked at his fellow players, and he was kind of intimidated by that large striped person in front of him. And so he went and he repeated. He said, "Okay, I'll say it." He goes, "Make love, you mother make lovers." And it sort of resolved the problem for the rest of the game. And I don't know if that player said that anymore the rest of that year or not, but it definitely had a positive impact, and it stopped a bad situation from occurring on the field and made it a more positive atmosphere for everybody involved. And it was just a great way to handle that, and I really admired that official for doing it that way. So just to show you that I learned something, that you could have that adversity and there's different ways to handle it, and there's always a right, better, best way to handle it. And we'll see that today in some of our players and headlines that we'll talk about for this March 24th. The first of these takes place in 1973 at an NFL owners meeting. San Francisco 49ers president Lou Spadia proposes that the NFL expand to 30 teams per the ProFootballHOF.com website. This was just 4 years after the AFL and the NFL merged, and the total number of teams in the league at that time was 26. Some of the franchises were afraid of expanding too fast and thinning out the talent bases, thus making the NFL very vanilla. Others supported the increase to strike while the iron was hot. A compromise was reached, and the league awarded franchises to both Tampa Bay and Seattle in 1976 to take the total to 28 teams. It was not until the early 1990s when the National Football League added Jacksonville, Carolina, and then later Houston and Cleveland to the mix to round out the league at 32 teams that you see today. March 24th, 1988, San Diego Chargers quarterback Dan Fouts announced his retirement. The great passer spent his entire NFL career with the Chargers since the 1973 season, when San Diego drafted him out of the Oregon Ducks program. The right-hander finished with a career 43,040 yards of passing of offense and 254 touchdowns. Dan was twice selected as an All-Pro and was the 1982 Offensive Player of the Year and played in 6 Pro Bowl games per the Pro Football Reference and the Pro Football Journal. March 24th, 1991, the Barcelona Dragons beat the New York Knights in a 19-7 contest in their first World League of American Football contest. March 24th, 2019, New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski announced his retirement as a 3-time Super Bowl winner. The elite tight end boasted postseason records of 81 receptions, 1,163 receiving yards, and caught TDs at 12 per the OnThisDay.com webpage. We know that he came back this year and surpassed all of those, adding to those totals, and added another Super Bowl title with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now let's talk about some birthdays for this March 24th of Hall of Famers. And the first one took place on March 24th, 1938. The rangy two-way star of the University of Utah, Larry Wilson, was credited this date as his birth. Larry had the speed and quickness of a cat, says the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he used these skills to make the safety blitz popular. The St. Louis Cardinals picked Larry up in the seventh round of the 1960 NFL draft, and boy, were they glad they did. It looked very doubtful to most when Wilson would make the Cardinals squad because his draft stock tumbled so much when the so-called NFL experts calculated, though, even though he led the Utes in total offense in college, that he wouldn't perform that well in the NFL competition. Larry counted on his defensive instinct to have somebody give him a chance, and the Cards did just that. An early experiment at quarterback, though, proved disastrous for the young Wilson. But in the last preseason of the game, in a last-second decision, they let him try free safety. And that was the ticket that changed his fortunes. Larry played 13 seasons in St. Louis secondary and registered 52 interceptions, including one of those where he had both hands in a cast. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Larry Wilson in 1978. March 24th, 1976, New Orleans, Louisiana. The top-tier quarterback of the Tennessee Volunteers program, Peyton Manning, was born. Manning is Tennessee's all-time leading passer, the 1997 consensus first-team All-American, and the 1997 Heisman Trophy runner-up, as well as he claimed the Maxwell Award, Davey O'Brien Award, and Sullivan Award, and the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award, all in 1997. Manning had 39 wins as a starting for the Vols, and a Tennessee record of 11,201 passing yards, 89 touchdown passes, along with 12 rushing scores for the quarterback. The National Football Foundation paid the ultimate respect to the talent of Peyton Manning in 2017 when they placed him into their College Football Hall of Fame. The Indianapolis Colts wasted no time in turning in their 1998 draft card to select Peyton Manning as the top pick. He played 18 seasons in the league between the Colts and later the Denver Broncos to make it to 14 Pro Bowls. He played in a total of 4 Super Bowls, winning 2 of them, and threw for 71,940 yards, which was a record at the time when he faded off into the sunset. His 539 touchdown passes, as well as becoming a 7-time All-Pro in 7 different seasons, are impressive legacies of the player. But one of his biggest accomplishments may have been being named to the NFL's Player of the Year 5 different times. Peyton Manning posed for his bronze bust in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the year 2021. We are so happy that you joined us here once again for these March 24th football history headlines. And make sure you come back tomorrow because we have a great interview scheduled with Ed Odovan, a journalist who wrote a book on Jerry Eisenberg, the great journalist himself for sports writer in a lot of different aspects of sports. And in particular, we're going to focus in on the football writings of Jerry Eisenberg with Ed. And it's a great interview. I think you'll really enjoy it. And because it's a little bit light on the football history headlines for tomorrow, but Ed brings in some great insight into a great writer that really brought the game to a lot of us at a time when we didn't have the internet and everything to look forward to sports. So that was our main way of getting information about sports, and in particular the NFL, was writers like Jerry Eisenberg. So we hope you enjoy that tomorrow. You can find all of our podcasts on the sportshistorynetwork.com and as well as 20 other different podcasts there on sports history. I think you'll really enjoy that place, and it's great writing there, great blogs. You can also go to pigskindispatch.com to find all of our latest blog posts and our podcasts there as well. Go to your favorite podcast provider, you know, hit the like, hit the subscribe, hit the follow. Make sure you give us a good rating if there's a chance to do that. We all appreciate that. And make sure you check with us every single day. Another way to do that is you can email me at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and I will put you on our mailing list, and you'll get every morning, you'll get an email in your inbox reminding you of all the great content that is released from the Pigskin Dispatch, as well as maybe sometimes from our partners in the Sports History Network too. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.